This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. International Women's Day is being celebrated today. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements across national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, or political boundaries. The theme of International Women's Day 2025 is For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality, Empowerment. On this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Lakhpati Didi program in Vansi Borsi village in Navsari district of Gujarat today. The Prime Minister will interact with the Lakhpati Didis. He will also facilitate 5 Lakhpati Didis with Lakhpati Didi certificates. The Prime Minister will launch the G Safal, Gujarat Scheme for Antyodaya Families for Augmenting Livelihoods, and G Maitri, Gujarat Mentorship and Acceleration of Individuals for Transforming Rural Income Program of the Government of Gujarat at the event. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women news readers for 24 hours. All 45 daily and hourly bulletins, as well as the news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being read by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime today will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju held a meeting in Mumbai to oversee preparations of the Global Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES. Speaking on the significance of WAVES yesterday, Mr. Jaju emphasized that the summit aims to promote India's spiritual heritage, position the country as a global content hub and exporter, foster an intellectual property ecosystem, preserve India's cultural and linguistic diversity, expand the global presence of Indian media and attract major international investments. Mr. Jaju noted that the global media and entertainment industry is projected to reach $2.96 trillion by 2024, and this summit will be a catalyst for India's expansion in the sector. The Election Commission said it will address the decades-long issue of duplicate epic numbers within the next 3 months. The Commission said in a statement that it has decided to resolve this long-pending issue after detailed discussions with the technical teams and concerned CEOs in the next 3 months, ensuring a unique national epic number for existing electors having duplicate epic numbers. India and Singapore held the 18th round of Foreign Office consultations in Singapore yesterday. The Indian delegation was led by Secretary Eastern Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar. The co-chairs reviewed the entire gamut of India-Singapore bilateral and multilateral cooperation and exchanged views on regional and global matters of mutual interest. The discussion focused on 6 pillars of cooperation: digitalization, skills development, sustainability, healthcare and medicine, advanced manufacturing and connectivity. Both sides discussed the roadmap for implementation of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership between India and Singapore, which was announced during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Singapore in September last year. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held bilateral Foreign Office consultations with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko yesterday. During the consultation, the two sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral ties and also shared perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In chess, 18-year-old Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh dominated the FIDE World Junior Championship 2025 to claim the title in Montenegro last night. Pranav becomes the 4th Indian to win the World Junior title, following Vishwanathan Anand, Pentala Harikrishna and Abhijit Gupta. Meanwhile, Grandmaster Arvind Chittambaram won the prestigious Prague Masters in the Czech Republic last night. In Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Delhi Capitals by 5 wickets at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow tonight. Chasing 178 for victory, Gujarat Giants reached the target with 5 wickets in hand and 3 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.